Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe that you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Now, the Bible in the book of Matthew 7 and verse 24, it says, "Therefore, whoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them," see, the key is doing. That's really where the power of God's word lies.
Ke mo matla a Modimo a ba gona.
I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew. Somebody say the winds blew.
The winds blew.
So those winds that are being referred to there is what we are calling the winds of change.
Mimoya ya petugo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not. Why? For it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the word of God. It's too powerful. Now, as you can see generally in life, and more specifically in nature, you realize that there are seasons. And I don't know about you, but since I was born, every year there's different seasons. In a time period of a year, we experience four seasons. Depending on where you are in the world. There are those who only experience two seasons. They've got the hot season and the rainy season. And there are those who experience winter for almost all the year. That's in the Antarctica up above there. But one thing that never changes is that the seasons come and go. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
And so also in life, if you have lived a little, you realize that you move from level to level and stage to stage in your life. You realize that there's constantly change in your life. And many people do not respond well to change. And if you don't respond well to change, you stop growing. You stop moving forward in life. You stop accomplishing new levels. If you don't respond well to change. Now, if we look at an average life and what is expected from society's perspective, we are born. After some time, you go to school. You go to matric. When you finish matric, you go to, what is it?
Tertiary.
From tertiary, you must start working. Even when you start working, you must start as a junior, whatever you have studied. And then you become what? Senior.
What? Supervisor.
Then you go into management. There must always be change. At a certain time in your life, we expect marriage. Some of you are always bombarded by your family. When are
you getting married?
Hello, you don't know what I'm talking about. Why? Because there must always be constant change, constant growth, constant moving forward. And many people don't know how to react when that change comes. And because they do not know, what happens is that there is no more progress in life. Year after year, same job, same position, same. There's no change. One day, Mamruti told me of a certain lady who was in grade 11 for 7 years.
Grade 11 for the jarate 7.
When she's supposed to be finished her tertiary, she's still in grade 11. When she's supposed to now be working, she's still in grade 11. When she's supposed to be getting married, she's still in grade 11. Jesus. So we have to first and foremost understand that there is constant change in life. And it is necessary. Because if the change doesn't take place, you cannot enjoy your next level. Every time you resist and fight change, you are resisting and fighting your next level. But more often than not, when God is about to take you to your next level, He first allows the wind to blow. Because as I have explained, that wind comes to check a lot of things in your life. If that wind blows and you fall, it means you are not ready for your next level. If that wind blows and you still found standing, it means you are ready to go to your next level. Many of us, we have been praying, calling on God, Lord, help us. Lord, why is my life? Why it seems like I'm not progressing? Why do you hate me, Lord? Where are you?
Okay, Mudimu.
And God says, fine, I have heard your prayer, and you will allow the wind to blow. But because you are not ready for change, always when that wind blows, it knocks you out. And God will say, you are not ready. I hear your prayer. I want to help you. I want to take you to your next level. But you are not ready for your next level. Many people get married when they are supposed to be enjoying marriage. They are crying every day. Why? Because they were not ready. There you are with the nice husband that God has blessed you with. But every day, Johnny Bravo will call you and you are also laughing. Hi, Johnny, man. The time God has blessed you with the nice husband. You are busy laughing with Johnny.
Oh, Tsekhali Johnny.
Someone borrow me a phone quickly. Twarala, yours is closed. There's a certain brider.
Honali abuti omongwe.
Every time he buys a phone,
Kalit he areka phone.
He always looks for a special way he gets the same identical phone.
Oh, nyaka special mo afumana tse
ditshwana. So he always buys two phones at a time.
O reka di phone tse pedi.
Which are identical.
Di a tshwana.
The one phone is the phone that everyone knows. The other one goes on the sock. And is always on silent. Never on vibrate. Always on silent. This one, when he charges this, he can just put it here and it'll be charging.
Why charge? Why
it lorela? But the other one, when he charges it, nobody must see.
Ko ai chajang akona motho tshwanetse ai bona,
because that one it were the peer.
It's got secret, that one.
And this one, even when the wife opens out, there's no problem, there's nothing here. See, these are people who are not ready for change.
Batuba khaba lokela petogo.
They are not ready for the next level of life.
Khaba lokela mayemo a latelang a bophelo.
I can just imagine myself at the age of 60. I'm busy whistling for women.
60 years.
Yer mwana. Hey. At the age of 60.
60 years.
Waring.
Kopelo butsisa.
Hey. No, why are you laughing? Do they not come? Do they not ask you? I just want to ask something, my sister.
Hey.
At the age of 60.
God, did you reckon at least 60 years?
Me, I want to grow old with my wife. At the age of 60, my children, you know, they should be finishing university, starting life. At the age of 60, I must start preparing them for when I am gone.
Instead
of busy whistling for girls. There are people who resist change. They don't want to grow. Some of you know your family members.
Babang le abatsi ba batho ba le dula le.
When there's a umcimbi,
when there's a ceremony.
Vulindlela. And they hold alcohol, they are drinking and the kids are there.
Banwa gona le bana mo.
Do you realize that there are people who don't want to grow?
Wa bona gona le batho ba ba gana go gola.
How are the kids supposed to respect you? When the kids start drinking, how are you going to warn them and say what you are doing is not correct? Because they are learning from you. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
So God will allow the winds to blow in your life in preparation for your next level. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, last week I started talking about why the winds of change blow. And I
want
to continue with that today. I think I gave you about 3 points. I'm going to give you 3 more this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray for you that you will grow. So many people grow physically, but the mind and the heart is not growing. May God cause you to grow.
Modimo a go dire gore o gole.
You know, this is my daughter.
Oh, King Wanaka.
Hello, daughter. Hey, she doesn't want us. So this daughter of mine,
Mwana Owaka.
Sometimes I will try to have conversation with her.
But 98%
of what she's saying, I don't understand.
And
sometimes I'll also try to talk to her, the daughter I'm talking to you, but I can see that almost 100% of what I'm saying, she doesn't understand. Are we together?
Amen.
And you also, you are God's child. And sometimes God wants to talk to you and pour out his heart to you. But because you refuse to grow, you cannot have a deep, meaningful conversation with God. It's important to grow. Some of you, God really wants to talk to you. But you are resisting change. And as a result, you are resisting growth. Some of you, you've been a Christian for 15.5 years. And if we ask you, just quote just one scripture for us, assembly. Not two, just one. Will embarrass you.
Hey.
One day, a certain brother wanted to get married. So he came to the pastor and said, "Pastor, there's a lady who is troubling me. I can't sleep at night. I'm only thinking about her." And the pastor said, "Show me which lady," and he showed her. And the pastor said, "Okay, we are going to do something. We are going to arrange a test. If she passes the test, you can flow. If she fails the test, you are going at your own risk." So the pastor arranged a prayer meeting.
Muruti organized a prayer meeting.
When they finished praying, they said, "Oh, my sister, please come and close for us in prayer." She did not know that what she was about to pray and say
will
determine whether she gets married or not. And the sister said, "Let's close our eyes." And she prayed a powerful prayer. When they finished, the pastor said, "Brother,
Muruti Ari,
you chose well. But some other people, if you say, "Please come and close in prayer," hey! Father, we thank you for the food in the name of Jesus. You don't want to grow. You must grow. Number four, if you were here last week, why the winds of change must blow in your life. For perfection. The reasons why the wind must blow is for perfection, so that God can perfect you. Come with me to the book of James, chapter 1. James chapter 1 from verse 2 to verse 4. Are you there? Yes, sir.
James chapter 1 verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let the patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
So that you may be perfect and complete, lacking
nothing.
Nothing. God will allow the winds to blow in your life because it's His way of perfecting you. Read it one more time.
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing
of... Count it all joy. What does that mean?
Be happy.
Be happy. For what?
When you fall into various trials.
When you fall into various trials. What are trials? Is it ice cream?
No.
Is it munati?
No.
What are trials?
Problems.
Problems. Difficult times. Huh? Mm. Temptations, storms, suffering. Sometimes people who write, God, when He wrote the Bible, it seemed like He didn't know what we're saying. How can you be happy when you go through trials? How many, when they go through some difficult time, you say, yes, now I'm happy. This is what I want in my life. None of us want any trials at all. But the Bible says that when you experience certain trials, difficulties, sufferings, be happy. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Continue.
Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let the patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
So the Bible says,
Bible iri,
when you go through these difficult, trying times, whatever they may be, the reason why God says you must be happy is because they are working in you and they are producing something in you, which at the end of that season, when you come out of it, you will come out perfected and complete. Perfected and complete. One of my uncles, he told me that, you know, in his life, one of the things that he did is that he used to be a miner.
Ne ili a miner.
He used to mine gold out of the ground.
Na berga ko mining bayepa gauta.
And he was explaining to me the process of mining the gold, and once the gold is mined, there is a process that the gold must go through before it can be something that you desire. Because when this thing is mined, it is mixed with sand and all sorts of rock particles. So they have to wash it with certain chemicals. And once it goes through the process of washing, it goes through fire. Someone say fire.
Fire.
That process of it undergoing this extreme heat is what purifies the gold. Where when it comes out of that, you see women will be putting it on their chains and be walking with power. on their, some are putting it on their teeth so that when they smile, you see the gold. A smile, we want to see something. Push your neighbor, say, I want to just smile, I want to see something. Those of you who are not smiling here, you're a suspect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, sometimes God has to take you through the similar type of fire. So that you can come out perfected and complete. But many people fight it. There you are in your life. You are moving around with Mangoba. If your name is Mangoba, we are not talking about you. It's another one.
Komungwe.
Oh, you like your Mangoba.
Wa morata.
You are in love.
O maratong liena.
With Mangoba.
Le Mangoba.
Then as you are walking in the street.
Hence utamaya mostrating.
A certain sister comes and meets you and tells you about Jesus.
Jesus loves you, my sister.
And say you hear the message and you receive. You start coming to the house of God. And now you are starting to really love God. And you realize that if you are going to move to your next level with God, Mangoba is slowing you down.
Mangoba oho khogela morago.
I know you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm honest. It's other Christians that I'm talking about here. Easy to leave Mangoba because even your heart of hearts.
Ah, bonolo go motlogela.
Not only the fact that you are in love, but also
how maratong fela.
Mangoba is taking care of you in a certain way.
Wa go tlokomela.
Either he's paying for education or paying for something.
Gona le sele gore o thusa ka
sona. Am I talking to somebody?
Hey.
How many have seen some Mangobas before? Okay, don't lift up your hands. Hey! Now, if you are going to leave Mangoba, you will go through fire.
Sokola.
Because either he's paying for education, what's going to happen to your school? Or he's paying, you know, your food, or, you know, what do Mangobas normally pay for?
Brazilian
hair.
Ingi?
Nails. At time. So you are thinking that, hey, when Mangoba has gone, now I'm going to come. You look like you don't know what I'm talking about.
No.
So you have to make a decision. And God will make this wind blow on purpose. Not because he hates you, but he is trying to lift you. But you can't go where he is taking you with this Mangoba, because even you know every time you meet Mangoba, you go 20 steps back.
25.
If you leave Mangoba, you will suffer.
He umutlogela o tla sokola.
But the nice thing is that after the suffering,
morago o sokotsi.
The Bible says that you will be perfected.
Bible re tabe utile
and complete.
O lokile.
But this process of leaving Mangoba and being perfect,
go motlogela,
is not nice, Bazalwane.
Ga go monate.
Not nice. One day in my church, we had a camp, a retreat.
Nerinali retreat.
And I preached with power. Do I not preach powerfully?
I preach.
Some of you are not saying it, please. When I finished preaching, the people started standing up and they said, "Pastor, we want to share our testimonies." And they were coming one by one and sharing what God's word had done in their lives. And one sister stood up. And her testimony was wild. You know what she said? She said that she had a mangoba. And this mangoba would take care of her. And I still remember she mentioned the restaurant that this mangoba used to take her to.
It's a
restaurant called Mozambique. Is it Mozambique? Mozambican some here. Silver Lakes. Do you know it? Hey, mangoba will take her there. She used to be, pampered.
Na motlokomela.
But she said, "Pastor, when I was listening to the word,
are muruti ge ke utlwella lentswe,
I realized that I must leave mangoba."
Ka bona gore ke tshwanetse ka
motlogela. Oh, we were happy.
Le re thabile.
Be happy with me. Yeah, put your hands together for Jesus.
Yay!
We were happy.
Le re thabile.
What a testimony! Yeah. I mean, I even said, "Sister, are you hearing yourself? You say you want to leave all these nice things that Mangoba is taking you to, restaurant, driving nice car, and the car, you know, the top goes down, and then you'll be sitting there like the madam." Hey, she said, "Pastor, I've heard the word.
Aramuruti ki utlulelentswe.
I leave Mangoba." But what she didn't understand,
is
that from that moment, you leave him. Before you get to being perfected, you must undergo fire.
Amen.
I think what happened is that the sister, you said, "Ah, Gashisala."
Nalika.
Hey, Mangoba! She didn't allow the process.
Ha dumela nako gore e
fele. I'm using this as an example, but you also have your own one.
Onale tsagago.
Just for you to understand what I'm talking about. Put your hands together for my sisters. God bless. Hey.
Hey.
But that fire is necessary. If you want to be perfected. Now, let's read our Bible. Open your Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 15. There's a nice little story there. We all know it, of the prodigal son. I think it's starting from about verse 11. I want us to quickly read, and I need you to see something quickly. Luke chapter 15 from verse 11. Luke 15, starting from verse 11. Are we there?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Luke chapter 15 and verse 11. Then he said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me.' So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all.
Pause there. Can someone borrow us a nicer version? Because what is prodigal living? What is that? Who's got a different version? Yeah, borrow us quickly.
Luke chapter 15 and verse 11. Jesus went on to say, there was once a man who had two sons. The younger one said to him, Father, give me my share of the property now. So the man divided his property between his sons. And after a few days, the younger son sold his part of the property and left home with the money. He went to a far country where he wasted his money in reckless living.
Reckless living.
He spent everything he had. Then a severe famine spread over that country.
Pause there. What does reckless living mean? Another version says riotous living. I mean, whatever it is, now you have to really think about what's happening here. This young man went to his father. Because you see, what was happening is that he was waiting for his father to die. But this old man was not dying. In fact, every year he was looking fresher. So he went to him and said, look, give me my inheritance. Whatever it is I would have gotten when you die, give it to me now. And so the father gave him, it must have been a large sum of money. Because this father was not just a small man, he was quite a wealthy person. You will see later that this father had servants, not a servant, but servants. And so he gave him his inheritance. And the Bible says he went and lived a reckless life. And spent everything that the father had given him. It means that he was wearing the latest clothes, not any cheap clothes. It means that he bought the latest car. It means, I know a guy, you know, those of you who used to watch soccer, there's a guy called Katlego Mpila, I think. One of my colleagues says he used to go and party with this guy. Apparently, when this Katlego guy came into the club or whatever it was, everybody would be happy because they knew who Tseni Mreki Bianu.
The one who buys has arrived.
And he would just buy alcohol for everybody. So you can imagine how this young man was living. He was the talk of the town. Everybody knew him. And the Bible says there was a famine. In other words, there was a recession. The economy was hit. The rand went down. Everything started going bad. Continue.
Then a severe famine spread over that country, and he was left without a thing. So he went to work for one of the citizens of that country, who sent him out to his farm to take care of pigs. He wished he could fill himself with the bean pots the pigs ate, but no one gave him anything to eat.
This young man started suffering.
Atoma go sokola.
A guy who came from a wealthy home,
motho o atlileng go legaeng
mo, who received a huge inheritance,
a fumana masego,
is now working in a farm taking care of pigs.
O aber o ber o tlokomela dikolobe.
And his situation had become so bad
maemo a ga
that the Bible says he was eating the same food that the pigs were eating.
Naja dijo tse dikolobe ne le dija.
Some say the fire of God.
The fire of God.
He's now going through trials.
Umo mathateng.
He's now going through difficulties.
Umo mathateng.
Now when he was going through all these things, his friends were nowhere to be seen.
Dichometsa gare ba ne ba se gona.
He was suffering.
Na sokola.
Continue.
At last he came to his senses and said, "All my father's hired workers have more than they can eat, and here I am, I'm about to starve. I will get up and go to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired workers.'" He got up and started back to his father.
Pause there. I like how it says, and he came to his senses. Many of us have not come to our senses.
And
so sometimes God allows the winds to start blowing so that you can come to that point where you come to your senses. Some of you, the way you are drinking, you have not come to your senses. Some of you, the way you are partying, you have not come to your senses yet. I know you won't say amen. Some of you, the way you are wasting opportunity after opportunity that God gives you is a clear sign that you have not come to your senses. The Bible says he came to his senses. Now, what the Lord wants me to say today is that one of the reasons why he causes the winds to blow in our lives is so that he can bring maturity. Some of us are so immature that for a person at your age, you must not be behaving like that. So God will allow the wind to blow to mature you. When this young man got the sum of money he got, he could realize that in his heart he was immature. And so, as immature as he was when he got the money, what was in his heart, the immaturity of his heart, was what was released. But it's only the fire of God that woke him up and started maturing. Said I must say that there are many people who do not learn from their experiences of life. And as a result, you have suffered and you continue suffering because you are refusing to mature. You are refusing to learn from all the difficulties that you are undergoing.
Oh, so good. Zimaraga kore kawi thuti mochotse ofitile mochotsona otswela pele wa sokola.
Many of us who have grown a little bit,
bal kore rekhudile.
If you get the chance to go back to school,
ge ofumana monyetla go boela sekolong,
you should become an A student.
O tshwanetse wa dira sentle go sekolong.
But you'll be surprised that even if you go back, you will not be an A student. Because you refuse to learn from your past mistakes.
O gana go ithuta mo diphosong tse fetileng.
refuse to learn. So you keep suffering. You stay in a cycle of suffering. The cycle doesn't end. Because you are refusing to wake up. You are refusing to come to your senses. Hello? Push your neighbor and say, you look like you are refusing to mature. There are people to learn it. They've been living together for 5 years. Why won't you marry? Why? Ask your neighbor, say, why? I mean, you're already living like you are married. So, why don't you just... Ten years. 20 years.
20 years.
One day I was going to register at TUT and I saw an old couple.
They were
walking together. Even you could see that they are still in love, even though they are old.
Walking together.
So one of the things that my eyes always look for is a ring.
And I search
every finger. I was searching.
No ring.
Even the one that there must be a ring. It was empty. Sometimes people don't put rings, but you must see that at least there's a mark.
There was not.
Why don't you marry? What if she cheats on me? Oh. See, there are people who are refusing to grow. To mature. Refusing it. So God brings that wind.
Modimo utli samoya.
To cause you to grow inside, to mature. Don't be fooled by age and don't be fooled by, you know, physical. Someone is getting old. There are people who are old outside, but inside, they have not allowed life to teach them.
Hona le batho ba godile ka montle mara ka mogare ga ba dumela bophelo ba ithute mo bophelong.
And when you go through certain experiences and you learn from them, by the time you come out from that experience, you are perfected and complete. Some of you, there are manqobas in your life. And manqoba is ill treating you badly. When God finally gets rid of this manqoba, you will look for another manqoba like that one. You are refusing to learn. Continue reading where you stopped.
He was still a long way from home when his father saw him.
So remember, he came to his senses. Just read from the part where it says he came back to his senses.
At last he came to his senses and said, "All my father's hired workers have more than they can eat, and here I am about to starve. I will get up and go to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired workers.'"
Look at now the mature person talking, because life has matured him.
He
said, where I am now,
mo ke leng gona bjanong,
even my father's servants are better than me.
Ba hlanga ba ntate wa ka ba kaone.
I'm going back. Even if I lose my status, I'm going back home.
Ke a buela gae.
Even if people laugh at me and say, "What were you trying?" I'm going back home.
Le ge ba tsho ba ka ntsega ke a buela gae.
See why? Because now he's mature now.
O tlhalefile bjang.
Life has taught him a little bit.
Bophelo bo mo rutile.
So I'm going back and I will tell my father, "Look, I'm not even worthy to be called your son. Please, even if I become one of your servants, it's fine." Because the wind is bringing perfection. The wind is bringing maturity. Continue.
He got up and started back to his father. He was still a long way from home when his father saw him. His heart was filled with pity, and he ran and threw his arms around his son and kissed him. "Father," the son said, "I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son." But the father called his servants. "Hurry," he said, "bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet. Then go and get the prize calf and kill it, and let us celebrate with a feast. For this son of mine was dead, but now he's alive."
For this son of mine was dead, but now he's alive.
He was lost, but now he has been found.
Why was this father talking like this? I mean, this man took a large sum of his father's wealth, went and spoiled it, wasted it, became nothing. But when he came, he said to his father, "Look, I just realized I was not okay. And I don't deserve anything anymore.
Even if
I'm just one of your servants, I'll be happy." This father heard maturity in the voice of his son. And this is the joy that came to the father. Said, "Hey, he's no longer the same. He has changed." That's why he said he was dead, but now he's alive. He was lost, but now he is found. He could hear maturity. He was not talking like that small boy anymore. He wasn't thinking about Monati Mpulaye all the time anymore. And said, and the father said, "Look, bring the best robe. Bring the ring. Let us celebrate the maturity of my son." Put your hands together for Jesus. And the father put him in his position again as a son. And didn't make him a servant as he requested. Because the winds had perfected the young man. Don't fight it when God is trying to work in you. It's not always nice, but it's necessary. Allow him to perfect you. Allow him to work in you. Allow him to change you. So that you can become perfect in his eyes. God is not fooled by wealth. God is not fooled by your position in life. But he's looking for that perfection that takes place in your heart. There are many people who are wealthy, but they are shrewd. They are evil. They can kill for their wealth. They can destroy other lives for their wealth. That wealth means nothing. God wants to perfect you in your heart. So God allows the winds to blow so that He can perfect you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord and give Him praise. Amen.
Amen.
So now that Mangoba is gone, don't look for another Mangoba. Look for something different. Now learn from your mistakes. I heard of a certain gentleman who used to be employed. But every time he gets paid, he will go missing for about a week. Every time he gets a salary, he will go missing. And by the time he appears, he is as broke as anything can be broke. Now they fired him at work. For many people, you find that when he gets another job, when he gets paid again, he will disappear again. Learn, Bazalwan. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from life. Sometimes you don't have to learn from your own personal mistakes. As you watch other people, learn. I close with this story. There's a certain brother I knew, and he said to me one day he was traveling back home, you know, December period.
December.
And as they were driving, him and the friends, he said he remembered he looked at the speedometer and they were driving at 140 kilometers per hour. And he said, I don't know what they were trying to do, but they were involved in an accident, a head-on collision. And he said, I still remember the sound of the metal as the car was being crushed. And he said, after we got into that collision, our car started spinning. And he said to me, when it started spinning, everything started going in slow motion. And as the car was spinning like that, he said he asked God a question. And he said, Lord, is this how I'm going to die? You know, sometimes you ask God questions, you don't expect an answer. But that day he got an answer. And the Lord said, yes. And he died. And he said, suddenly he saw himself in heaven, standing before God. And he said he realized that he suddenly had the urge to look at his hands. And he realized that his hands were empty. And he said, God started speaking, and God asked him three questions. This is something he was telling me. It's not that I heard about it. The guy told me. And he said the first question that God asked him, he said, how many souls have you won?
Baba,
he And when God asked him that question, he said he just felt like looking at his hands. And his hands were empty. Then God asked him question number two. He said, how many people who have received blessings because you prayed for them, you interceded for them? And he said he felt like looking at his hands again. And his hands were what? Empty. And as he was telling me the story, he said, I was expecting God to ask me, how did you take care of your parents? How did you take care of your family? He said, these are the questions that I heard from the mouth of God. And the third question was, how many people the devil wanted to destroy their lives, but because you interceded for them, the devil failed in what he wanted to do? And guess what? He looked at his hands again. They were empty. And the man said, God must have had mercy on me. Because immediately after that, he said he woke up in hospital. And he said when he woke up, the only thing he wanted to do is, can I serve God, please? I just want to serve God. He said it took him 1 week to realize that his wallet, he didn't know where his wallet was. When I heard the story, I said, Lord, you don't have to kill me. I don't need an accident for me to understand. I take this man's experience as my own. I am learning from it as if I'm the one who went and stood before you and received those three questions. And I'm going to change my life. Even though I've not experienced it, I'm going to change my life based on his experience. I'll learn from his experience. Don't refuse the winds of change. Because it's God's way of perfecting you. Put your hands together for the Lord. Let's rise to our feet. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back.
Remember.
I want to give somebody homework today. And the homework I want to give you is this.
Sei ke batla o se lebelle ke sena.
When you get home,
ge o fitla gae,
when you are alone,
o le noshi,
I want you to start playing back your life.
Ke batla o lebelle bophelo ba gago go boela morago.
Just play back.
Boela morago.
Think about every bad experience.
Nagana ka dilo tse o fetile mo go tsona.
Think about every good experience.
Nagana le ka tse di lokileng.
And start asking yourself, what can I learn?
O te potse gore nka ithuta eng
from what I went through.
Mo go se ke fetile mo go sona.
If I were to experience the same thing again, what will I do differently?
Henka fita mo go se nka fetola eng?
Do you understand the homework?
Amen.
I want you to play back.
Ke batla o boele morago.
And then I want you to ask yourself another question.
O te putise putiso engwe.
Is where you are in life?
Mo o leng gona mo bophelong.
Is that where you want to be?
Na ke mo o batla go ba gona.
If you are not where you want to be, ask yourself why.
Ge o se mo o batla go ba te putise gore go ba neng.
Ask your neighbor, say, why?
Why?
And be honest with yourself. I mean, if you lie to yourself, I'm worried. Be honest with yourself. Why am I not where I want to be? What did I do wrong? What happened? Just play it in your mind. What's the purpose of all of this? So that you can learn. So that you can make better decisions in life. Am I talking to somebody? I want you to lift up your voice and talk to the Lord. And ask Him to have mercy on you. And ask Him to be gracious towards you. And ask Him to, that as you play back your life, that He will start talking to you and start showing you things that you did not realize or recognize that have a huge impact of where you are and who you have become. Open your mouth, talk to the Lord, He's here.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Monde haba haba heriande kebeyantus. Lebre hata kaya brahada bashanta bahada bayantus. Lord, pray in the name of Jesus. Ah, zabrehada brahada labo santerementa. Oh, shaka brahada kamande brahadas. The grace. The grace. The grace, the grace.
We believe you've been blessed by this message. For inquiries, please call us on 081-8160153 or send us an email at healingfireministries@outlook.com.